and the war. We can put something there about, and then we just take directly from Mr. Trump's way of dealing with this Ukraine war. And then we got this, you know, these neocons, they start the whole thing, and they are just doing their usual foreign policy game, color revolution and all that, and this time it doesn't really go well because millions of people, at least a huge amount of Ukraine and Russian men die as a result of this. So it's not a game anymore. It's very serious. So we show that. And how these leaders there in the global north are so remote from the reality in that country, but also most ironically, how then they realize, which they usually do, that this was not a good idea. New president comes in, and the way they really realize it is that this just costs money. We don't want to spend our money on this. We don't have much anyway. So they, and then he talks, and then he comes up, you know, this president business guy, two-bit businessman, he comes with a smart idea. We can make money on it. And then we show it then how the Europeans had become like colonies of that empire, and they just follow what the emperor says. And that's why they now, and that's the interesting thing in this story, we're just picking it straight from events that just happened and happens as of this being spoken, 27th of August 2025. So then it comes up with this brilliant idea, because those Europeans, they bought that idea from the previous president, that Russia is the greatest enemy of the world and they want to take over all of Europe and whatever, because they listened to those, that big brother over there, who they all adore, you know, it's just some old historical thing, dollar and America and Hollywood and all of that. So they buy into that. And then the thing is, we can really show it like that, how the ones in control of media, they kind of belong to that group there that makes money on foreign wars and things. And they're controlled by that group. It's a big business and power people, right? And then this new president comes in who wants to stop that. And he is then a big problem. Or in general, he's kind of with a group who can kind of see through what's going on and wants to stop them, these people who are in control of media and the whole narrative. So they're enemies, and then of course the narrative goes completely against that new president who is just painted out, I mean, caricatures all over the social media as a clown or dangerous or a Hitler or everything, actually. Bad that you can think of. So then when he tries to explain that actually it was this previous government here in the empire started that war, and it was stupid. It was a mistake, and Russia isn't going to trying to take over the world, or even Europe, or even the entire Ukraine. And it was a narrative, and so on. He tries to just tell the truth, but then they don't believe him because he is now already in their minds established as a new whatever, the bad guy. So then they are kind of stuck. The empire is stuck. So someone comes up with this brilliant idea that, well, because they can't pull out completely, because that means that they are losing the confidence of the lobby in the Congress, and you know, these power people and the rich ones, and so they have to flirt with them, satisfy them as well. So yeah, we will support, we'll still, sure, deliver weapons, whatever, to Ukraine. That's the real example here is about. But we'll sell it to the Europeans, and then they can run the war over there. Great idea. We can make them some money on the military-industrial complex. They're completely satisfied. And even the other lobbies there, they are okay. At least we don't look stupid. Of course, they look even more stupid, but we can show that room there with those people who are actually rather stupid to think they are the smartest in the world. So it could be, again, a comedy there.